This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we're very grateful to you, our fine listeners, whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, five states, two Canadian provinces, the patriotic 50,000-watt blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag, serving Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, Fargo, Moorhead, and all points to eastern Minnesota, western Minnesota, rather, and eastern North Dakota. KTGO 1090 radio, that's the flag west on the Bakken, northwest North Dakota, southwest North Dakota, KLTC and Dickinson. See, you got it everywhere. iHeartMedia apps, appreciate you listening on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you this hour by our friends at B-Mobile. With that nice new technology I've been raving about lately called Hum. Yes, you want things just to hum right along, don't you? Especially your car. Well, Hum makes your car smarter and safer. You get roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders and vehicle locators, hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, if you have a youngster in your family that's getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and several months of service back as a bill credit. So it's basically free. Get Hum and go. B-Mobile is in Grand Forks, they're in Fargo, they're in Bismarck, they're in Minot, they're in Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Bottineau in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. BeMobile.com, connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. And if we had a Hum device on a University of North Dakota bus locating where it's been the last few days with President Mark Kennedy, and a bushel full of new faculty, it would have been hard to follow because they've been everywhere. We're checking in with them here on What's On Your Mind. President Kennedy, welcome back to What's On Your Mind. How are you?
Always good to be with you, Scott.
So where have you been?
Well, we've really been around the state. We went to NDSU site for ag research in Carrington, where we're doing collaboration between UND and NDSU on some drone issues with agriculture applications. We went to Coal Creek Power Plant. We had a nice reception at the Heritage Center, just a fabulous new museum. We went out to Medora, went through Theodore Roosevelt National Park. We went to Fort Lincoln, had one of our alums give us sort of an overview of American Indian culture, relationship with state and university for our new faculty. And now we just got done touring the North Dakota Capitol and are heading to Oaks on our way to Fargo Moorhead.
Yeah, Fargo Moorhead this afternoon, 4:15 at the MCOM Center in Moorhead. So mark that in your calendar if you want to stop by and see any of the folks from UND. This is a neat tradition to go on. I forget how many years, but as I said, I remember one time being on the bus. I remember many times when the phone was passed around to different faculty, and it's a neat idea, really, to acclimate some new faculty to North Dakota and the culture. And so it's a lot of fun, that's for sure. I saw you had an encounter with a bison, even. That could have been dangerous there, huh?
Oh, yes, it could have been dangerous. It was in the middle of the road blocking our path forward, but we did not run it over. We want to make sure that we're collaborative with our friend the bison, and we didn't even have to say go bison in order to get it to move off.
Well, I like that very much. What kind of comments are you hearing from some of your new faculty? What are they saying about maybe what they thought about North Dakota versus what they're seeing up close and personal?
Well, I think they're really amazed because, you know, the diversity geographically of the state of North Dakota is unbelievable. And it's hard to comprehend that the state would include something like Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the great scenes that you see there, you know, the much more rolling hills that you have around the Bismarck area. And so we are the University of North Dakota, not just the Grand Forks region or the Red River Valley. It's good for our new faculty and staff to be able to have a better sense of North Dakota.
Yeah, for sure. And about how many new faculty are coming aboard this year at UND?
Our total bus here is about 30, a little over 30, of which probably 20 of those, 20, 25 of those are new faculty and staff.
And do other schools do this? Is this unique to UND?
I haven't heard that other schools do this. This is the 25th year that we've done this. And, you know, for a university to really have a connection with the state, they need to know our state. And we're pulling in a lot of the people here have North Dakota roots and really understand North Dakota, but a lot of them don't. And so we want to make them all North Dakotans, and this is a great step forward to doing that.
Now, you are new to UND as president, but not new to North Dakota. I have some roots that you've told us about before and spent time in the state. But what was your favorite part of this trip? See something you hadn't seen before?
Well, my favorite part of the trip being a big Theodore Roosevelt pup is going in and around the park and Medora. That was great. The other thing was we had a reception at the Heritage Center, and we had a couple of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court and another justice. We had the Lieutenant Governor, we had the auditor, we had several senators there, most of which were UND alums, and just to see the service that North Dakota UND alums are doing for the state of North Dakota was very gratifying to both me as well as the new faculty.
What kind of feedback do you get as the new president and you know, for the faculty from UND faithful at events like that and you know, encounters with folks along the way? What do they want to talk about?
Well, they want to, first of all, express an appreciation for looking out beyond our home base to the rest of the state and spending time with them. Individually, they have their own programs. They have why they thought it was good, you know, suggestions for how we could make it better. And each of them has a, you know, in-depth understanding. But that's all great to receive that input as we go through the strategic planning process. And not just have sort of the on-campus input, but the cross-the-state input.
Very interesting. Anything else you want to tell us about the tour or the trip?
I just think this is very important for our faculty to connect, and I think it's a wonderful tradition that we should continue. We're pleased to see our alumni as we go across the state. The other interesting thing is we're going to see the UMCUS later today. I first thought when it was at a potato warehouse in Pauley, Minnesota, and my future father-in-law was telling me that these five farmers hammering on a hunk of wood that they were going to sail this over to Norway. You'll have to forgive me for not being fully confident that that was going to happen when he showed me the hull inside the Hawley warehouse for the first time. But when I did an internship at Eastman Kodak in Rochester, New York, Debbie was able to watch it sail by on the St. Lawrence Seaway on its way to Norway. So that was a special treat. And then we're being hosted by the Sons of Norway, and Debbie's mother and twin sister will be joining us. They're 100% Norwegian, so they'll feel right at home.
Oh, that's awesome. Look forward to seeing you all over there. And we're also going to be up at UND next week for the UAS Summit and have some time on President Kennedy's schedule to talk about some other things that have I've been in the news, and I also want a little belt tightening going on at the athletic department, and some other things. I'm looking forward to catching up with you next week on. But I also want to find out about how that cruise was. It wasn't your typical cruise, but you had a chance to be on a ship deployed and come from Hawaii to California with your son. That had to be quite the experience, huh?
It was unbelievable. We bunked on cots because my son is in a room with three other pilots, and they're just what they call tiger crews, allowing the family to come in the last segment of the sail. Some of the sailors leave because they can just fly from Honolulu. Their mission is kind of done. Things are kind of safe between San Diego and Honolulu, and then that allows for family members to come on board. But if they say time flies when you're having fun, I slept six nights on a cot. But it felt like an afternoon just because seeing the flying demonstration, seeing my son take off from a carrier, get catapulted off in his FA-18 was just so exhilarating. And it was also great to see some North Dakotans. One of his fellow pilots is Lieutenant Kyle Creighton, who's a 2011 UND Odegaard School alum. And another one of his pilots had parents, both of which were UND alums. So UND is on the water as it is around the land.
Find those connections everywhere. Great story. That's really Really neat, and look forward to hearing more about it. So we'll chat with you next week. Safe travels. We'll see you at the MCOMS a little later on.
Very good, Scott. Talk to you soon.
Good to talk to you. President Mark Kennedy from the University of North Dakota on that time-honored tradition. I think it is. I think it's 25 years they've been doing that, where they take new faculty all around the state. So glad they do it. Good way to get to know the surroundings of the whole state, and what a great state it is to see. I get the wonderful honor of touring it pretty much nonstop in the line of work I'm in, bringing you the story wherever it happens on what's on your mind. So I love it, and I never take it for granted, soaking in all those great views, that's for sure. All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, try and answer a question from one of our listeners that's sent a text saying, where's Heidi Heitkamp? Remember, she was elected senator, saying that she would be for the Keystone XL pipeline, which still hasn't happened. So she's certainly for the Dakota Access Pipeline and has some sway on the reservation. Could she help down there? It's a very good point. I don't know. We'll effort an answer on that, but also take that and more of your questions on the news of the day. I want to talk more about this media problem, too, and get some solutions to it. So stick around. That's coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
There's another email, this one from Elizabeth. Could you please send me information on the New York trip? I would love to, and I'll do that before the end of the program without question, sending a bunch of them. My subject matter when you get the email from me is making memories in New York City. So just look for a subject line, making memories in New York City, because we will. And I can tell you, I could spend the rest of the program telling you about different fun things that we did with the group last year, 60 people, and still see them at different events, hear from them. I just got an email this morning from someone said, I'd love to go this year, can't go, but I'll be listening, can't wait to hear about how the event goes. What else did she say? Thanks so much for the invite. It's not going to work out this year, but I'll be listening if you guys go again next year. Have fun. I know you will. These people have become friends. And, you know, when you listen, there's no litmus test to come on the trip. But obviously, if you listen to the program, you get to know us, and this allows us to even get to know, you know, you're having dinner together, you're going to events together, and we had a great time last year talking about the presidential race, people asking me all kinds of questions. And I, on all of our travels, if we'd go from one place to another on the bus, you know, people would want to ask things, so I would get on the little, you know, microphone there, and people ask questions. We just had it was like a big, happy family. We had a great time. We really did. So here's the deal. This year, we're going November 29th through December 4th, New York City. And New York City Christmas time is just magical. There's just nothing else like it. It really is an amazing place. And we'll be seeing the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, probably the most famous Christmas tree in the whole world, lit up. That's just one of the highlights. I mean, there's a Broadway show, An American in Paris, great show. The Rockettes, and their Christmas show is just phenomenal. It's not your typical secular. You go to a lot of school Christmas programs, they can't say Christmas. They don't have that worry. At the Rockettes, they don't. It's fabulous. I mean, they have a live nativity scene, for crying out loud. We'll do Ellis Island, and we've reserved some extra time for that with a guided tour. St. Patrick's Cathedral, same thing. Folks that I want more time. The 9/11 Memorial Museum, can't put it into words. Cannot put it into words what you will experience there. It'll bring you right back to 9/11 and strengthen your resolve on fighting that, you know, ideology going forward and educating your kids and grandkids about it. Times Square is a blast. Chinatown, Little Italy, we do it all. The Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum will be new this year. You're out there on an actual aircraft carrier doing a dinner cruise around Manhattan Island. We're going to go to the Fox News Channel. All of us, 5 nights at the Homewood Suites Hotel, the round-trip airfare, check bag, breakfast every morning, all those dinners I mentioned, all included. We go to Carmine's one night before the Broadway show. My wife put this together. She loves New York and loves bringing people to New York. And so it's all Maria and not me. I'm just like, all right, let's do it. Where do we go? $29.99 per person based on double occupancy. If you would like to go, call Jason, a group travel planners right now. Write this number down, and he'll give you all the details. 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. My wife was on a trip with the kids for a choir tour one time, and group travel planners did the, and she said that everything was perfect. I mean, everything's on time. They think of everything. They go to the best restaurants. It's just, it's so perfect. And so last year we used them for the first time and brought the actual tour guides that had been along on one of the kids' trips, and they're just unbelievable. They're out of the Twin Cities. They do a great job. So Jason will hook you up. If you want the full itinerary before you call Jason to get your name on the list, you can email me, scott@flagfamily.com. scott@flagfamily.com. Really looking forward to it. Before the break, I mentioned I just got a text from a listener saying, where's Heidi Heitkamp? That's a good question. I think Heidi should be in the middle of this. When I say this, I'm back to the Dakota Access Pipeline. I think she should, especially given the fact that, you know, this person said, remember the ad when she's, you know, pointing to, some hill on the pipeline, and I'll be for that, and I'm gonna take on the Obama administration. Well, this is the pipeline she's in favor of. She has, you know, obviously a reputation with the tribe. Get down there and roll up the sleeves, get this figured out. I agree. I think the governor could be more involved, potentially the National Guard. We have state law enforcement resources being drained right now for this. Stop the insanity. Because this anarchy will continue, folks. We have 1 million barrels a day of oil going out the ground. And what they did with the Keystone XL pipeline, they're trying to do with the Dakota Access Pipeline. They didn't even show up at the Public Service Commission hearings on this. They don't want to go through any process. They want made-for-TV moments. That's anarchy. That's law and order out the window. We got to stand up against it. We really do. Bigger picture, I've talked a little today about the media, and I quoted something from Pat Caddell. I'll put this up on my Facebook page before the end of the day, and Todd can share it as well. But Pat Caddell worked for George McGovern, Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden. I mean, the guy's a liberal, okay? He's a liberal, longtime Democratic consultant. And he might not be a liberal in today's sense of a liberal, but he's a longtime Democrat.
And here's his exact quote about the media today. The mainstream media. It's a crisis of democracy. They are in the tank in the most violent way against Donald Trump and for Hillary Clinton that I've ever seen in 45 years I've been atop presidential politics. Think about that. And it's terrifying. It's not what they're telling us. It's what they're omitting. Not that they're just for Hillary and telling us Trump is evil. It is that they are omitting the facts they will not tell the American people. That is a crisis of democracy. What do we do about that? I find myself saying, thank you, Pat Caddell, for saying this. But on the other hand, really not having an answer on what to do about it. I mean, I know what I do with other things that I can't control. Tap into the most powerful force I know to relieve as a sort of release valve. Maybe I'll use that. Well, I mean, what is your answer? When you know the media is in the tank to the degree they are in this presidential race. And they will hype the stupidest things about the Trump campaign and then omit the things that are... I mean, his speech, Rudy Giuliani said it very well. His speech yesterday, I don't want to just paraphrase, I want to give it to you in his exact words. The last two speeches were some of the most substantive and historic speeches ever given by a presidential candidate. That's from Rudy Giuliani. And what are you hearing about? Not much. What do you do about it? What do you do about the angst you have about this presidential race, about the media, about, you know, the anarchy that is not unlike Black Lives Matter going on right here in North Dakota with the Dakota Access Pipeline? What's the answer? Paul is in a field in North Dakota. I can't think of a better place for finding an answer than being in the middle of a great North Dakota field. What's the answer, Paul?
Hey, Scott, I hope you can hear me okay, but the media is protected by the First Amendment. And we also, as, you know, viewers of the media also need to hold account to, if we don't like what's on there, what we need to do is watch the broadcast, write down who sponsors these broadcasts, the brands and the corporations that fund their broadcasts, and write to them and say, hey, we disagree with this. And if your brand or your company is going to sponsor this broadcast, we're going to stop using your product as long as you're associated with it. This is our free will, our right.
That is a power. And how often does that happen? I'll bet not very often.
Write to them because how long would your broadcast last, Scott?
Gone. Without advertisers, it's gone. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Off the air. No, very good point, Paul. Good idea.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting aside time to practice driving with their teens.
Practice with your teens. Like I said, every time you go somewhere, let that teen drive so they can experience night driving, all conditions, weather, all of those things. Because the more practice they get, the safer they'll be. Let those kids drive. Every time you get in the vehicle, let them drive. Because in a year from now, they're going to be driving and doing those things anyway. So it's better if they have that experience with that parent in the car. So it's the safest conditions that they can practice in. And again, as a parent, you can set an example. Don't talk on the phone. Don't text while you're driving and be that role model for your teen.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
On What's On Your Mind. Last half of the hour is yours. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We had scheduled a talk radio town hall with the Department of Transportation today in Grand Levi that was postponed because of a meeting that came up yesterday. Probably was a meeting about Standing Rock and the pipeline. We don't know, but obviously it's, you know, disrupting travel patterns and everything else, so I wouldn't doubt it. I know some Highway Patrol officials were in a meeting. Thankfully, I think there's an awakening to, wait a minute, we better get our arms around this thing right now. Courts involved and everything else as well, so they should be. They absolutely should be. Anyway, we've rescheduled that for August 30th. Just a little programming note for you. Rescheduled that for August 30th. Looking forward to it. Here's the toll-free telephone number to call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I think we have a couple of calls that have come in off here we haven't got to yet, so we can do that. If you want, we've talked about a lot of stuff today. Everything from the UND faculty tour making its way all across the state to the pipeline. And I guess I started this program by saying, at a minimum, we got to take the law enforcement resources that have been diverted to this Dakota Access Pipeline, put a cost to it, and have reimbursement from the Standing Rock Reservation and Earth Justice and all these other made-for-TV groups that are doing these protests, send them the bill. That's at a minimum. We've had others suggest the National Guard ought to get involved. A listener said, where's Heidi Heitkamp? Where is Senator Heidi Heitkamp? Why is she continually allowed to hide when events like this happen, yet she uses events like this to get elected? I think it's a fair point. I do. If you disagree, please tell me. A lot of your comments are coming on these. Also, spent a little time on the Trump campaign, a major speech given yesterday in Milwaukee, right in the eye of the tiger, right in the lion's den, middle of this Black Lives Matter protest, which is the most ridiculous spot for... Look, they just want a spot to protest. Again, these are just, you know, the young man, the young black man who is dead that sparked this isn't the reason they're protesting. His own father said, hey, I'm a bad role model. Doing drugs, I'm getting in and out of jail, I'm pimping, I'm a terrible role model. My kids didn't have a father to emulate. That's where they ought to direct their attention. But no, this is a political movement. It's the same thing like the media being on the take. They're all one and the same. They're all in this soup together. And I will admit to you that it's horribly frustrating. It is really frustrating. And again, Donald Trump gives a great speech last night. If you listen to what he said, there is so much there that could be reported on. In the media, in television reports, everything else. But what are you hearing about today? the fact that there's two more people on the campaign that have, one new and a different one promoted that has a position different than what they have. Campaign shakeup. Who cares who does what in a campaign? What the candidate says, what the candidate proposes. That's the news. That's what people need to know. Now, folks, you can get all this yourself. You don't need them to tell you. And I get that there's a lot of mindless robots out there that open up the paper and go, okay, that's the news. Watch the evening news. Okay, that's the news. Don't be that person. Your mind will turn to mush. They're corrupt. They are corrupt. Listen to what Pat Caddell is saying. A George McGovern, Jimmy Carter guy. How about the media? And the reason he calls them corrupt is not just because they're for one candidate, because they omit things you need to know about the other candidate. Now, what I'm most interested in, personally, in addition to just whatever is on your mind, whether it's this or anything else, is when you find yourself frustrated and seeing something so obvious as the things we've just discussed, or the pipeline, or the Trump campaign, or whatever, what do you do about it? The media is corrupt. What should we do about it? Person before the break called and said, find out who their advertisers are. Let them know. You're done. You protest the advertisers, the media will have to change. All right, that's one approach. This is a five-alarm fire for our democracy. I think protesting advertisers, while effective if somebody is really gone off the rails bad at a particular, media source, it's nibbling at the edges, isn't it? It's nibbling at the edges. Something bigger here. Tell me what you're doing about all this. What you do to keep a peace, keep a calm through this and guide you. I'd be curious. I want to know. Anita in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you doing?
Good. I just had a thought that maybe the best way to get to the bottom of this is just don't go to the casino. Maybe everybody should boycott the casino.
Yeah, you're saying to send the tribe a message that this is not the way to...
Wonder if it's not already slowing traffic down to the casino or
sure, probably,
dissuading
yeah.
people from going.
I mean, that's one way. Yeah, kind of a reverse protest. I'm not going to spend my money there. I'm not going to have dinner, engage in a little wagering, whatever.
Yeah, I think that's one way. And, I do agree. Where is Heidi, and why hasn't she spoken out about this? That's really key to me.
A lot of media that could ask that question. I wonder if we have a Pat Caddell problem in the North Dakota media. Thank you, Anita. Thanks for the call. You had an off-air call with a rather extreme suggestion for the tribe as well. Roll that, Todd, and we'll let
you. Yeah, we can tell you what it's protest. I think they need to break it up with everything they can necessary to do it. And then shut the power off to the reservation. Don't let no fuel, gas, or food in there for a few days. And I think it'll change their mind about this idea. Thanks.
Yeah, that'd be a little extreme, and actually a lot extreme. I do think the idea of a conversation related to, okay, you're doing this at the request of Earth Justice. They're in front of this, or they're putting you in front of the parade, but they're orchestrating everything. Earth Justice says on their own website they are for ending dirty fuels. They're an extreme environmental group. Why isn't that label anywhere in the media? Why isn't Earth Justice anywhere in the media? Like Rob Port's blog's the only place I've seen it. It's not in the newspapers, not in the evening news. Who are they? What does it say about them on the website? Give us the rest of this. But the conversation I'm referring to, I don't think you shut off their power and, starve them as a result of a protest. I think you end the protest and you say, this is going to stop. If you want to protest, you can do lawfully. You can't stop construction. You can't stop traffic. You can't slow things down. Here's what you do. You do it over here and do it for as long as you want. That conversation better be happening right now. And send them a bill for the trouble they've caused at this point. I mean, what if there's less of a response to a crime as a result of this? Somebody dies as a result of this. That's wrong. Shouldn't happen. But I don't agree with the call you do that now. I do think a conversation to say, you know, okay, you want to stop dirty fuels. You, in the name of global warming, don't want oil and gas production in North Dakota. How do you think you're going to heat your homes? How do you think you're going to get on the plane? I think that conversation's reasonable. See, we moderated the caller a little bit, Todd, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes, we've been the adults in the room. That's what we do, and we do well. We try to, anyway, here in the program. Somebody yesterday, what, did they email us yesterday saying that they heard something on the program that was so disturbing to them they had to pull over? And somebody said, and we didn't do enough to respond to it or something. Can you find that email, Todd? I know all you're doing, I'll read a few texts here that have come in. Tell Scott how good a job he's doing giving the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters all this free media and exposure by dedicating all the airtime and getting all bent out of shape. The demonstrators are loving it. I guess there's an argument for that. You could ignore it. But when I see all the other media fawning over stupid things like the kind of camera they're using to document this, I think we need to inject some facts. Like Brian Kalk says, they didn't actually go to any of the public hearings. The suggestions from the listeners that the National Guard get involved, the reimbursement for law enforcement. I mean, we're trying to bring some reason to this. I guess I get they're getting more attention. You're right. But somebody has to bring facts to it, don't they? I don't know. If you think I'm giving them too much attention and getting what they want, then you tell me. The pipeline protest is taking place on deeded land off the reservation. I'm sure all easements have been signed. Okay. I don't know if they have or not. But that's a question that could be asked. Wondering who's paying for the food and transportation for all these protesters. BIA or George Soros? Don't know that. Don't laugh on the George Soros thing. He's writing a lot of checks. A lot of checks. Protests are us. I think it's what's the payee on the checks, as a matter of fact. We'll fact check that, but I'm pretty sure that's what we're going to find, Todd. Right? Once again, uneducated and uninformed people get the attention instead of the real issues of our time. Our union-owned, Democratic Party-influenced, and entitlement mentality education system is paying off for us. I share your frustration. By the way, as far as real issues of our time, the nice thing about this program, bring it on. Whatever it is you want to talk about. We had somebody earlier call and talk about the temperature on the planet Mars, comparing it to the U.S. It happens. Greg, on the road, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I'm coming through the smallest county seat in North Dakota. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm not as good as you because that sounds like fun.
Well, it's also the highest point in North Dakota at 3,600 feet.
See everywhere from there, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of like being the tallest midget, I think, is what that is. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, yeah. Right, exactly. So I guess what I'm thinking, the mainstream media, you want to call it, or as Rush would say, the drive-by media, I think we need to change that. It's not even media anymore. I think that whole, all of the big stations, it needs to be, you know, liberal propaganda television or something like that. I think we need to give them a whole different name because it's no longer news, media, or anything. It's whatever the hell they want to conjure up and, you know, propaganda.
So what do you do about it?
Well, I don't know how you educate them. Can you come up with more? Do you get another Fox News or how do you fight the, like you say, it's propaganda. It's not news.
And the consumers of it are just dumbed down, right? I mean, just spoon fed this stuff and you know. But I'm telling you, I agree with Pat Cadell. I think more and more it's a crisis of democracy. I've been saying for a while Donald Trump wouldn't have to just beat Hillary Clinton. He would have to beat the media.
Yeah.
And her. And if he does, maybe that's a big step in the right direction. Greg, travel safely. Thank you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joel Morgan Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Theme Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 20th.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi there, it's Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's On Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day, right here with What's On Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This morning is, you know, we see these anger, anti-authority and all that. I grew up, high school days were in the late 60s, early 70s, and I seen the hippie movement, and at that time, policemen were referred to as pigs and this and that. So history repeats itself. That's what I see going on here. And it's too bad we have a president who antagonize this thing, and we talk about Donald Trump being not qualified. It's just like, wow, let's look at the track record of our existing president. I don't disagree with everything he does, but I really am disappointed that he has not become the role model
for our youth today that I had hoped he would have been. Anyway, that's all my comment for now. Enjoy the program. Later. Bye.
No, good for you. I agree with you. What an opportunity lost, right, to be that role model. To me, you know, he had the opportunity to prevent Black Lives Matter movements from even happening just by engaging the thing. And again, Democrats in general don't do this. They offer more, but where are they when these things happen? They put fuel on the fire. They don't go in there and say, let's get to the root cause of the problem. All right, let's get to the root cause of the problem. And that clip I played of the sheriff in Milwaukee County the other day, he nails this. He just nails this. It's fantastic. And, you know, he said, look, we're going to deal with the symptom of the problem here in this protest, but let's get back to what it's about. It's about the breakdown of the family. It's about getting them a job. It's about, you know, and that's where you're right. He could have done so much more. You're absolutely right. It is unfortunate. I don't want to live through 8 more years of that. I really don't. And I will admit to having some level of angst about this on occasion until I put it where it belongs. You know, if you had to press me, if you said if there were 100 of us in the room, and 100 of you said, Scott, what's the one issue that you think is the most important, horrific, horrible thing that happens in the United States that must be stopped? And I would tell you the ending of innocent life by Roe versus Wade. That's what I would tell you, because that personally for me. Now, I don't talk about that very often. I do on occasion when it comes up in a particular issue, but we don't make that the agenda of this show or anything else. But personally, that's what bothers me. So rather than use my work day in conversations like here and what's on your mind, what do I do about that? I try to do my part. Number one, I volunteer whenever I can with different organizations for banquets or things they're having. Speak out about it. I wrote a book where I dedicated a couple chapters to it. I mean, I kind of try and just do what I do, but I most importantly, I pray about it. You know, there's this 40 Days for Life campaign, which is a really neat deal, and they literally take 40 days in the calendar, and they have a concerted effort to have people pray for the ending of abortion. And, you know, I often think, just to start here in North Dakota, I mean, 512 First Avenue North in Fargo, North Dakota, there is a building every week where a kindergarten-sized class is extinguished, all right? This is like, you know, think of every horrible, you know, school shooting you thought of, and how it makes the news, and it should, and it dominates months and months and months of what are we going to do, and what are we going to do? And it's ho-hum every week. The same thing's happening there. So I pray about it. I think the same thing has to be done about this presidential election, honestly. I think it's the only way you save yourself from going crazy. And I'm not smart enough to come up with a fix on you know, what Pat Caddell's talking about in the corrupt media and the connection to trying to get Hillary elected. But I know I'll have a great calm if I just remember Matthew 19:26. I don't remember the last time I actually quoted a Bible verse on this program, but you know what Matthew 19:26 is? With God, all things are possible. Simple as that. Simple as that, right? So I would encourage you, even if you're not the praying type, give it a try. If you find yourself just in fits right now about what's going on, give it a try, right? I mean, nobody's forced to do anything. You all have a free will, but just give it a try. And maybe it'll, if nothing else, be better for your own personal mental health and physical health and everything else to get through it, because these are crazy times. I'm not suggesting that's the only thing you do. I think you need to engage, and we've had some great suggestions today on the program. All right, well, we're not done yet. I think we have more calls that still we've not got to. Go ahead and roll it, Todd. The next one, if you would. No? Todd got on the
phone. Yeah, Tom, I was a good telling. I was calling about that protest. I can't believe the tribal council's letting this still happen and give them the bad publicity. The oil field's been good to the tribal nations out there and giving jobs and help with the roads and bringing prosperity to the reservation. And I can't believe the tribal council hasn't put a stop to this.
It's a fair point. Now, I hope that didn't make Jackie Larson Yellow have to drive off the road, but I was referring to this email earlier that came in. She said, Monday I was driving in Bismarck, slammed on my brakes, pulled over, and tried to find your call-in number. What insulting comments you and some of your guests were making about the Standing Rock Pipeline protest to Native American people, as you should call them. As the commentator, shouldn't you direct people away from racist comments instead of agreeing or saying, I hear you? Did you read or listen to the facts? The pipeline protest has two emphases: to protect the Missouri River as a major American waterway and to stop construction of the pipeline under the river. Well, on point one, that's what the Public Service Commission is at. Nobody came to protest it. That was the opportunity. On point two, you can't stop construction on a project. This is America. You go through a process, you follow the process. So, Jackie, with all due respect, you got this one. She gave us her number, so we'll invite a conversation. And look, some callers say some things I don't agree with. You can't respond to every single thing that's said. And if you hear something you disagree with, do what you did. Call or email. God bless you, folks. Out of time. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Don't want to miss it. New York City at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flankfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator, everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flankfamily.com, for details on the great deal to New York City.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.